Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk, TM Hyman Radio Live. Your hip hop informer is in the building, my friends. What's going on? It's 10 o'clock here in Tampa, Florida. Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Wow, just said that. Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. It's your hip hop informer, your man, TM Hyman. Tampa, New York, LA, Chicago. What's going on this Friday night? It's November the 5th. Welcome to the Friday Night Cypher. Thanks for joining us. Yo, it has been a crazy week, my friends. Off of an election that was pretty off the chain. Tuesday night, I think I was a little shocked to lose the House. We held on to the Senate as Democrats, but I was just a little shocked to lose the House. But big up to President Obama, keeping the faith, trying to prepare himself to deal with these damn Republicans over the next 2 years. You know they're going to make it difficult for us. Again, it's Friday night, November the 5th, 2010. Tonight, we're recapping the week in news and entertainment. If we may even have some artists to join us. If we do, we're going to allow the artists to do their little freestyle, show their skills as a part of our Friday night cypher. If you got skills or you have want to share a memorable moment of the week or a unique experience or just your view on anything that took place this week, hit us up. Show us some love. We appreciate the support. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Got the Angels coming up. But first, this is my man 9 Mil. All on me. It's Friday night. It's the Friday Night Cypher. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Shit. 9 Mil shit. TTP. Let's do it. Them niggas tell ya, I'm ready for everything except failure. We on the right track, they try to derail ya. I'm a breath of fresh air, relief from inhalers. My mama told me if you put your heart in it, when the money come, love still gon' play a part in it.
Oh yeah.
What if what you fall in love with change? They want you to stay the same, but they in love with change. I'm feeling like the last of the dying breed. And if I die, then you're all being dying me. Had to wake, you might realize life's a dream. This mad rap is they can't be as nice as me. Anybody saying he ain't dope, either can't comprehend a man, he can't float. You can name a nigga spitting these same quotes that be automatically on like T-Pain notes. can make or break a man.
Break a good
consistency is the only thing that makes us man.
Make
the pain stop until all my niggas making grand. Pockets like Woodstock, then the boys stay with Ben. I'm not a dealer of the cards, I just play the hand. If you my partner, know I got you, you just play the win. About to take off, the seventh and I'm soon to blow. Be the city, they gon' miss me like it's my funeral. I'ma come back like I never left it, resurrected. All the while I repped it for us and I made them all respect it. So why hate? Be proud of me, turn my music up. Niggas come and smoke some loud with me. Your pockets hurting, they in major pain. Damon Wayne, that comes from tricking on them hoes like you David Blaine. Whoever bet against me, just know they insane. I'm who you put it all on, but I ain't taking blame. Making money, nigga.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Your hip-hop informer, your boy TM Hyman. Welcome to the show tonight. It's Friday night. It's the Friday Night Cypher, a recap of the week in entertainment and news, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for that angel, CeeLo.
What it do? What it do? How do you do? Good afternoon and morning.
What it do? All the way from Chesapeake, Virginia. Give it up, Didi.
What it do?
Didi.
What's up? Good evening, everybody. Didi's in the house.
Yeah. Last but not least, it's that angel all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Hey now, it's Toya.
Hey,
hey
Toya.
Now. What's going on, CeeLo, DD, TM?
Yo,
hey Toya.
Hey, and all the way from that ghetto government show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we just gonna bring him right on in. It's my dude. It's that dude, Frank Nitti.
What up, Nitty?
Hey, Nitty.
Hey, Nitty.
I know, right? You doing okay? Good.
Hello?
Thought it was Frank Nitty.
Okay. Hey, Frank.
All right. Hey. I guess if he's got his own show, he doesn't want to stay tuned to TM now.
All right.
I don't even think that's Nitty on the line. I thought the number was familiar. I thought it was Nitty. Hey, you just came off of your show, though, right, CeeLo?
Yeah. I did.
All right.
And
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say no. And this show ended 10.
It ended
10. Yeah. But,
hey, well,
you know what? It was coming over to the show.
Well, somebody already want to show us some love tonight already. So, area code 757, last four digits 2910. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
This is Janice calling from Virginia, Hampton.
The V.
What's going on? What's up,
hey, what's going on? What's cracking?
Everything.
Yes, how you doing,
Janice? Bennett is in the building.
I know that name, Miss Janice Bennett. What's cracking?
<All right. laughs> Yeah, Janice Bennett, aka Jana B, aka Dollar Bill, is in the Bennett.
Come on,
oh,
money
Dollar
Bill.
Whoa.
Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, Miss Janet, how was your week? Anything crazy as we recap the week right now? Anything?
Everything has been good. It's been a good week. Just preparing for homecoming. You know, HU is having their homecoming this weekend.
HU, that's
HU.
Right.
HU
University.
Yeah, boy.
That was good. We love Hampton. We love Hampton University.
I'm on a relaxed mode now.
That's what's good.
Yeah, the week's been real good. We had a good week.
That's what's good. Folks, if you just tune into the show, it's Friday, November 5th, 2010. Tonight, we're recapping the week in news and entertainment while we're allowing artists to freestyle. If you got skills, it's the Friday Night Cypher. Hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 to share a memorable moment this week, a unique experience or your view of something that took place this week. HU Homecoming, Janet B., on the line with us tonight. Janet, I don't know. Janet, I think it's probably when. You left Coleman, like, when? Like, in, what, 19,
2003 because I relocated.
For folks who don't know, for folks in the world that don't know what Coleman is, Coleman was the livest call center in Virginia.
Yes, it was.
The hoodest call center in Virginia.
Hey, but we made some good friends there, though.
Good friends and good money, baby. Good friends and good money.
Okay, because we had no health benefits, so we got all our money.
All our money. That's what's good.
I missed those checks.
Hey, and look, I just stopped getting those checks about 2 months ago when they rolled over to another company. How about that?
Wow.
Absolutely. Folks, we appreciate the love tonight. We are only on for 1 hour tonight, folks. This is normally a two-hour program, so let's get right to it. President Obama, now what? Ms. Bennett, did you vote on Tuesday? Because, see, somebody didn't vote.
I did.
Okay, as long as you voted, it's all good.
I did vote. I certainly did. I went to the polls and I cast my vote. You know, but at this point,
it is what it is. We still got God and we still got a strong black president, so it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, sometimes, you know, based on the outcome and how it is now, you know, in which a lot of people may think that it is negativity, it could, really could be a positive point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
It could be. I mean, it could be very positive because, you know, people are in place that wanted to be in place, but there may be a lot of things now that they will have to partake in.
Right. Right. Because something that they would normally try to
push away from. They're going to have to address the issues. So they're in place. They're where they want to be. And I feel that Obama's going to continue to do what he's doing. He's going to ride the wave. He's going to address the issues as best as he possibly can and move forward.
Yeah, we got to get up and do our part, though. I think it's, like, crazy and how we really showed up in 2008 and then we stayed home on Tuesday. You know, I think it's crazy, actually.
I don't think they stay home. You know what I think, though? Remember when we were having a conversation about, like, I voted on Tuesday, and there were a lot of things that were posted inside on the polls that, like, you know, weren't even spoke about. Like, remember I was telling you about the water and soil conservation thing, and then they had stuff in there about city grants and how they had, like, restricted polls and so forth where you could only, if you were like, say, for instance, your voter registration card, say you're supposed to be in District 16, then if you had a restricted poll, that's the only one you could vote at. You couldn't vote at another one. You know what I'm saying? But and they would only have your name at that particular poll. You couldn't just go to anyone.
Why
you know
and
that was
like that everywhere.
Me.
But
that
literally,
was just
that's
new to me,
it
though.
Is.
I thought you have to vote in your district. I know here you can't go anywhere. In Delaware, you have to go to your district, and you have to vote in your district where your specified polling place is. You can't just randomly go to any polling place and vote.
And that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, and I voted before, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just wasn't aware of that. And then I also did. I wasn't aware of, like, the restricted voting poll.
Yeah, I was upset about
the. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
Right. So I mean, like I really got a dose of, like, I guess it really just hit me this year. And again, like I said, this wasn't my first time voting, but this is the first time I guess that I really paid attention to it because it's like everybody seemed so weird, you know, at the poll. It didn't seem normal. It was like everybody was there and knew they were there to vote, but it was just some kind of it was like a sense of uneasiness at the polls. Like they weren't sure if the votes were even going to count. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone was like, yeah, we're going to vote, but what are we really here for?
Well, I'm over the fact that if our vote counts. I think, you know, the fact that Obama's in place, it confirms that our vote counts, folks. If you just tuned into the show, Friday, November the 5th, 2010, and tonight we're recapping the week. We're talking about Tuesday night. I want to spend too much time on Tuesday night because we don't want to reflect on the past. But, hey, how about Sarah Palin finally admitting the fact that she's going to run for president if nobody else will do it? What kind of ish is that?
She's crazy. I think that, you know what? She needs publicity. She wants that extra money. You know, she got a book just came out about her values, the Sarah Palin value thing. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a publicity stunt. And that's what all I have to say about her and her finagledness.
Let's not spend too much time on the Tea Party anyway. They're whack. But did you guys hear about MSNBC Oberman being suspended without pay for political donations? He donated to, I think, three different Democratic candidates.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think
what?
He donated, I want to say, $2,400 a piece to three different Democratic candidates, and that's against NBC News, against, you know, what their
program
prohibits.
Right. To donate any money to any, that's correct.
Yeah, he's not terminated. He's suspended without pay. They haven't said much of anything else about it. I know that they said they found out about it after he had donated, but yep. I mean, and he's a big figure over there in this NBC, so we'll see how that turns out. But he's been suspended without pay. At least he was donating to the Democratic Party.
Hey, no doubt. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, again, it's Friday, November the 5th. It's the Friday Night Cypher. Not sure if we have any artists on tonight. We're only on for an hour, only an hour tonight. But if you want to get it in, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We're going to play this joint right here for everybody out in VA getting ready for all the parties that's jumping out this weekend for Hampton U's homecoming. Get it in. This is Bob Marley, TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Thank you.
TM Hot and Radio Live. There's been a lot of debacles on this show, but I've never said a song was coming up and another damn song came up. But that was clearly not Bob Marley. That was Mia Pace. Ride with me, TM Hot and Radio Live. Mia Pace, actress of that new movie, Deceptive. They were on a few weeks ago. Check out Deceptive, folks. Got that angel live from Charlotte, North Carolina, CeeLo. Dee Dee, Chesapeake, VA, and Toya, Newark, Delaware. We got our friend Janice B hanging out with us, a.k.a. you said dollar bills?
Yes, in money bags, yes.
Ms. Money Bags.
Yeah.
That was good. So, Janice, what you been doing over the years? You sound like you're healthy. Sound like you got it going on right now. What you doing
healthy,
positive about
healthy this? And wise.
Oh, she said healthy, wealthy, and wise. I like that.
Wise. Comes
like
with time.
Comes with time and experience, right? That's what's good.
Right. It comes with time and experience.
This is my damn role model right there, boy.
Well, you know I always appreciate that, CeeLo.
Yeah.
We love you, Janice.
Love you too, Dee. Can you believe it? Dope mayor.
Yeah. Get it, baby.
Love you too. Love you too.
Hey, ladies, because I have all you beautiful women on the phone tonight, I think it's appropriate to talk about colored girls. And the fact that the movie just hit today, my man Tyler Perry, he said this is the best project that he's ever produced. I'm going to check it out with a group on Tuesday as a part of an assignment. And but it hit theaters tonight. Everybody needs to go check out Colored Girls because I got a whole bunch of beautiful colored girls on this show tonight, and it's all about them. The movie is all about them and their struggles. So I give honor and respect to you colored girls on this show tonight.
But the thing is that, you know, it's
not
just about color.
That's not a negative phase. That's not a negative phrase at all. You know, I think we've kind of shunned that phrase in the past, but the movie is all about really promoting and respecting that phrase, colored girl.
Well, you know, that movie, it's for colored girls, it doesn't mean the color of their skin.
Absolutely.
Like red and blue. Like, for instance, Janet Jackson's color is supposed to be red. You know what I'm saying? Because she's supposed to be like the hard one, the emotional.
Go check the movie out, people. Go check the movie out.
So it's every woman.
BET's been burning up the airways tonight with trailers. It's like I never really seen the trailer until like today, and they hitting it hard.
Yeah, they are, and it's a beautiful movie because you know they had made a play out of it some years back. No, I say back in like in the '80s or whatever, late '70s, early '80s. This man named Rain Price, Mr. Rain Price. He turned it into a play, and they played it actually in a theater in downtown Norfolk. I cannot remember. But I want to see the movie. I really do.
I definitely want to see it. I will see it.
Yeah, I wish I had more friends so I could go, but
no
like,
bootleg.
No.
Exactly. No, definitely
again.
No bootleg.
Say it again.
No bootlegs.
No doubt. At all.
Yes, and you need to definitely go during the first week of it being open. That's when the numbers count the most.
That's right.
Like today, tomorrow, go check it. Well, today's over. Tomorrow's Sunday. Go check it out. This weekend is really the most important. Go check out.
It is.
Colored Girls, no doubt. You know what? While we're on, black women and bigging up black women right now, also BET. This weekend, what's the name of the program that
Black
Sexy Me Along been promoting? Yeah, Black Girl Rock.
Yeah,
8 o'clock
Girl
Sunday
Rock.
Night BET. I need y'all to just, you know what I'm saying, just love on my black women this weekend. You know, go check out the Tyler Perry movie. Check out Black Girl Rock's BET Sunday. We love our black women, folks. Hey, the Titans just picked up a Randy Moss.
Oh, good job. Tennessee, right?
Titans, Yeah. The Titans just picked up Randy Moss, my friends. And if y'all don't know who Randy Moss is, he's about the craziest damn football player in the league.
Yeah, but he's a good one, though. especially when he feels the love of the team, though, because he's an instant self-gratification type player. You know what I'm saying? He's always been like that. But he's a team player, though, when his team is for him.
I can tell you that the Vikings coach regrets trading him right now. You know, again, wide receiver joins the third team in less than a month, folks. So, you know, that tells you the dude is kind of off the chain. Three teams in less than 30 days. He didn't win.
Yeah.
I mean, jump from team to team to team in 30 days. Well, guess what that means? That means that he's a commodity.
Exactly. Do you know why? Because they don't want to pay him. That's why. That's what the bullshit is about. I mean, excuse me. I apologize. That's what the BS is about.
It's Friday night.
It's the money. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
It's funny about it. And that's all it is. They don't want to pay him. They want to get somebody that's younger, first of all. Second of all, somebody that they could pay way, like probably three times less than him. You know what I'm saying? Because he is a good player. They just can't afford to keep him. Why do you think they got NBA players donating money to keep players? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's feeling it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Randy Moss, big up for you, my dude. If anybody knows how to get in contact with Randy Moss, hit me up, tmhymanradio@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. I'd love to get Randy Moss on the show. Let's talk to him. Talk about how he ishing on these folks. You know, I mean, hey, get that money. You know, get that money. We can't let, you know, major corporations take advantage of us. When you got that kind of staying power and credibility, maximize that power. Get that money. Big up to Randy Moss and the Titans. So sorry, Vikings. Hey, the Giants. We got to shout out the Giants for this World Series win this week. You know, I'm mad because, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays wasn't in the game. You know, we could have. We had to step our game up. But big up to the San Francisco Giants, the World Series champions. They did it. They kicked my Yankees out. You know, because I live in Florida now, so I can't love the Yankees like I used to, not living all the way down in Florida. But,
right.
Hey, big up San Francisco Giants World Series champs this week. They took that victory lap and celebrated all in San Francisco. So I know San Francisco was the happiest, jolliest day. It was already a happy city anyway, but it was the happiest city on the planet this week.
Yeah.
Folks, as promised last time, I'm going to give you this throwback right here. Again, big up Hampton U. Hampton U, NSU, Howard, Morehouse, you know what I'm saying, all the HBCUs on the East Coast. Big them up. Hey, President Obama, man, we love you. We love you for the $800 million you poured into the historically black colleges with the stimulus program. Not sure if you all even know that. You know, that's why we got the Tea Party and folks upset.
Yeah.
The things like that that President Obama's doing, $800 million to historically black colleges all over this country. We love you, President Obama. We got your back, brother, for those of us who give a damn. Hey, this is Riding High, Bob Marley, TM Hyman Radio Live. No.
What are you doing?
Do that again.
Not again. What is going on?
No.
Have you been judging while you on a show?
I know who that was. I can tell. We can play name that tune. Let's play name that.
Mia Pace.
Okay.
I win.
Okay. That was Mia Pace right there. That was. I know her name. Damn it, Colleen. Her real name.
I remember the day. I'm on the beltway, sitting in traffic.
Coop, Coop.
On a beltway in D.C., sitting in traffic, listening to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We appreciate you, my brother. We appreciate the love coming from all over the country and all over the world, as a matter of fact. We truly appreciate the love. Hey, Coop, this is the Friday Night Cypher, my dude. Hey, what you want to share?
I'm just calling in to say, say I like y'all show as usual, and that just hope y'all have a good weekend, and thanks for all the good shows.
Hey,
oh, thanks, Coop.
Wednesday night was crazy as hell, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Who was it? Who was the one that kind of got salty about the teeth? Who was the one that got salty about the teeth and everything?
Hey, she's live from Chesapeake, VA.
DD.
That was DD. Hey,
DD.
And also, hey, CeeLo, don't worry about your pain. I tell you what to do. You need to get medicinal. Don't take no pills.
I know that's right. Just throw marijuana. I'm trying
not
to
that I would condone anything. Not that I'm saying that I would condone anything like that.
You going to stop encouraging her and let her pop them damn pills.
Oh,
hey, we appreciate you, Coop, all the way from D.C. on the Beltway, checking out Team Hyman Radio Live. We appreciate you, brother. Be blessed. Hey, we're going to rock back down to VA where we got Ms. Janet B. Hanging out with us. Hey, Ms. B., you say you healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And I wish that for all.
Hey, and so what I need you to do is I need you to talk to not just young women, but talk to young people trying to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Give us three tips.
Prayer. You definitely have to have a relationship with God. You can't do it alone.
Right.
You can't do it by yourself. God is
right.
Very important.
That's number one.
In your life.
That's number one. Absolutely. Number two.
To have an open mind. You have to realize that, you know, we are all different. We're all different in so many different ways and so many different walks of life.
Amen, sister. That's number two. Be open.
To be open, right. To be open.
Absolutely. And number three.
Number three, you just have to be happy within yourself. You have to be happy with who you are.
No.
If you're happy with who you are, then you can better understand other people.
Wow. Hey, Miss Janet, we appreciate you tonight here on Team Hyman Radio Live. We thank you for checking us. Continue to hang out with us for a little bit. It is 9:38, my friends, in Chicago. It's 10:38 in Brooklyn, New York. And we thank God tonight. You're listening to Team Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back.
Uh-huh.
Hey God, thank you, thank
for
you.
All of my blessings.
I swear it's been black and I don't know where I'm headed.
Cause
you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings.
I
swear it's been black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today but I got faith in tomorrow.
This life hard to swallow, that's why I got my bottle. And then my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down, at least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, long as I know that I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me, for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up.
So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. And I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow.
So I don't worry much about these hard times. You see, I'm clear it up. Everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing. He's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people's say Jesus. It's hard being you. Some old peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's on this worthless. I know that's a purpose. Home is our earth, and I would not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. Long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca.
So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
WHAC, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. It's 10:42 in Miami. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to the baddest talk radio show on the network. Miss Bennett, that was real. Number one, you gotta keep God in your life. Number two, you got to be open. Number three, be comfortable with who you are.
Yeah.
Those are elements to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, my friends. Janet B., live from VA. What part of Virginia are you out of tonight, mama?
Hampton.
Hampton. You actually in Hampton. We're jumping off right now. The parking lots in Hampton over by the Coliseum is off the chain right now.
Yeah. Yep, I'm in Hampton, VA.
That's what's good. Hey, Toya, Didi, CeeLo, we got about 17 minutes left in the show. It's the Friday night cypher, folks, just recapping news and entertainment and our personal views and experiences this week. Again, I appreciate y'all for riding all week. Hey, Miss B, we had a real interesting show Friday night. You missed it. So I'm going to ask you
Wednesday.
How did we kind of wrap this show out. Wednesday night. What did I say, last night?
Yeah, Friday.
Today.
Yeah, Friday night. It was Wednesday night. Okay. Wednesday night, how important is sex in a relationship?
How important is it?
How important is it? That was Friday night's topic.
Wednesday night.
I keep saying when Friday night. I don't know what it is. It's Wednesday night's topic. How important is sex in a relationship?
I think you have to have a meeting of the mind first. And the sex is going to be there.
The sex is going to be automatic if the minds meet.
Exactly. I agree.
I like that. Because isn't that like the ultimate stimulation? If somebody can stimulate you mentally, then you're absolutely right. Then the rest is a automatic, is a given, right? I like that. That's wisdom right there, my friends.
She got a lot of it, believe you me.
That's what makes it sexy.
I definitely would have to say the meeting of the minds. You know, when they turn left, you turn left.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
Gotta be on the same page.
Yes, I want to lick your forehead. Yeah.
That's
a stupid.
I know. Look, girl, just send me some money, baby. Just send me some money.
You know?
I feel with having a meeting of the minds, then sex in a relationship it's going to be there. It's a given.
It really is.
I definitely could feel that. I definitely feel that. It was an interesting conversation. How important is hold on to your seatbelt, Ms. B?
How important?
Hold on to your seatbelt. How important is fellatio in a relationship?
Hmm. Hold on to my feet.
Oh, we're going to wait on you. We got like 14 minutes left in the show. We'll wait on you.
Exactly.
Well, you know what?
How important is fellatio?
feel that that's going to come with the meeting of the minds and communication in the relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mentally stimulate me to where I want to perform fellatio on you.
I brainwashed you. I brainwashed you, basically.
You are crazy, Didi. Oh, my goodness. That was a
you
good one.
Meeting other minds, that's, I'm going to brainwash you into giving me fellatio.
Brainwash goes right up there with Condoleezza.
Hold on one minute. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, see, you missed out tonight. That's why you got to check us out on time when we're on the air. We're on every Sunday at 7, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10, normally 10 to 12. Tonight, we are out of here in 13 minutes. We're off the air 11 o'clock tonight. We're sorry, okay? We're sorry, but it's our show. We can do what we want to do. We have been talking about Wednesday night's topic, folks, all right? So if you just tuned in, it's the Friday Night Cypher. We're recapping the week, but we're talking about Wednesday night's topic right now with Miss Moneybags. She healthy, she wealthy, and she wise, folks. And I done put her on the spot. Hey, for the people out there, you just heard Toya say Condoleezza. How important is Condolingus in a relationship, Miss B? Hey, we started calling it Condoleezza on Wednesday night.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm here. Hello? I mean,
And we've stumped her. We've stumped her.
Because, if it's a relationship, we're talking about a true blue relationship.
Yes.
In a relationship.
In
not
a relationship.
Ball. Yes,
if
ma'am.
If you're in a true blue, real relationship, then I feel that it's going to be given, it's going to be received, and it is what both will want to do.
Gotcha.
Mm. Very clean. Okay.
That's real. That's real talk.
Yeah.
Again, we're going back to being open.
Right.
You're in a real relationship, so we're going to be open. To me, I feel that, and you may have a partner that may not want to. Your partner may not want to do this, whereas the other may want to. Again, you still have to have that basis, that foundation of communication.
Right.
Absolutely.
If this relationship is real, then we can talk about anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Hey, folks, we got like 10 minutes left in the show. We appreciate that honest, open response. We're going to come back in a few minutes, and we're going to try to round this thing out, folks. We have had a real conversation with some real people in this 1 hour. We got like 10 minutes left in the show. It's 10:50 in Atlanta, GA. It's like 7:50 out in San Francisco. Congratulations to the San Francisco Giants, the World Series champions. This is my man Law. It's Glamour featuring C. Roller right here, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Woman, cash, clothes, cars. Any day now, make it rich, I'll peace for. That's what I pray for. At least I pray though. I know I'm gonna blow. Sometimes I don't know. You know the world cold, like everybody so. I'm trying to dodge the auction, but I'm dedicated to flossing. In this fast life, we'll never proceed with caution. Green light stuck in, traffic light broken. Only way I stop is if I crash into something. And I ain't got no seatbelt, no airbag, nothing. I'm just trying to make it with those who have made it. The only thing I'm missing is they is when I play it. You can see the truth only if you listen. Me, I got a clear view, I can see the vision. More bars to prison, every sentence death row. And if I don't make it, then that'll be my death blow.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cards. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When it up is, you never get sold.
10 shades of Prada in a pocketbook, Gucci. Role model, cash stacks, number one groupie. She sat in my car, turned on the movie.
Like,
took her to the telly, she say, ooh, nice jacuzzi.
Like,
started asking questions, like, how much the room cost? Sold her 500, but it's for the Lola. My people's running dead, $30 even less than that car we was in. Ain't a car that I be in.
Ain't my car,
but she fell for it. Cause she lied to me. She's just materialistic as anybody. Yeah, and I should feel ashamed. I'm a victim of the same. You might think it's lame, but just to get a name, spent my last on a chain so I can wear it in my video and pop champagne.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cash and cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. Where did our vision never get so lost? You know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why I'm pain, in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concern about these women catching cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. Where did our vision never get so lost? And always try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Our vision's been lost for some time now. Even the police wanna be Rick Ross now. It's like paid in full at the end of the movie. Everybody make it rain, everybody went jewelry. Everybody gangster, till they end up like Suki. Trapping ain't dead though, y'all niggas just spooky. Fiendin' for the feeling like Pookie. Everybody wanna be somebody, but to be somebody, then you gotta be seen as if you killed somebody. Yeah, like you some type of John Gotti. Nah, but that you ain't Harley. Just when you call the homie, you used to work a hard,
right?
Being fake and hard to hide. So anything is glorified. But if they live the life for real, they'd probably be horrified. Excuse me, I'm getting teary eyed. Rest in peace to the game. It ain't the same.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cash and cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. Where did our vision never get so lost? And know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why I'm pain, in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concern about these women catching cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. Where did our vision never get so lost? And always try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Yeah, that feeling. Everybody want that feeling. Want it so bad. We'll sell our soul for the right price. We'll even eat Eve's apple if the fruit ripe. Oh man. Lop. Roller. Ha.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. That was Grammar by Friend to the Show Law. Just a few more minutes left in the show this evening. Thanks for joining us. Only on for an hour tonight. I did want to give you guys a quick story before we end the show. TM, earlier this evening, you were speaking of all of the positive things President Obama was doing for historically black colleges and universities. So I just wanted to let everyone know that actually two Spelman students this week, they won the competition for Best Mobile App. It's a competition, a technical challenge that AT&T puts up on every year, and they beat out different students, beat out students from like Harvard and MIT and won the new mobile app competition.
Nice.
It's
nice. That's
right.
Awesome.
It's called the HBCU Buddy. It's a mobile app. They created it so they can educate and inform users, both prospective and current college students, on historically black colleges and universities. I mean, it's a fully fledged mobile application. I mean, it integrates all facets of the college life. It opens like giving a directory of each college and black college and university across the country. Gives details about student life, admissions, research. You can have virtual tours of the buildings and on-campus videos from your phone. It links in with, you know, the different social networks like Facebook and Twitter. And on and on and on. It does so many things. So shout out to Janicia Kills, hope I pronounced that right, and Jasmine Miller, who won a scholarship in addition to itself. Just wanted to share that positive story.
No, absolutely. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Congratulations, ladies. Big up to, again, historically black colleges. And just anybody in college, anybody, you know, trying to pursue higher education, trying to do better, you know, keep your head up. You know, don't look back. Don't look to the side. You know, it's a lot of distractions out here. But if you want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, you got to keep God first. You got to be open, and you got to know who you are and be comfortable in it. Isn't that right, Miss Janice?
That's right.
Damn.
Miss Janice, we appreciate you tonight. Thank you for hanging out with us, folks.
I appreciate you all too. I appreciate you all very much. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Hey, Miss Janice, you come
back
anytime.
We love you too, Miss Janice.
Come back anytime, hang out with us. We on every Sunday at 7, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10. You can come back anytime, hang out.
I appreciate that. I've enjoyed myself immensely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keep that relationship tight. Stay open in that relationship, Ms. Janice. Stay open, girl.
What you say? I'm sorry.
I was telling Miss Janice to stay open in that relationship.
No pun intended, right?
Exactly.
thank you very much, Mama. Folks, we got 1 minute left in the show. Angels, run it down. Any shout-outs? Thanks for hanging out. It's been the Friday Night Cypher. We're bringing the Friday Night Cypher to you each and every Friday night. We might shock you with some celebrity guests next week. So check us out next Friday, 10 p.m.
We about to blow up, Sweet. I'm going to say
it, Toya, out of Delaware. Oh, go ahead, Sheila.
Oh, no, that's no. I was just saying I was going to say it more exciting later on. Go ahead.
Buddy.
No,
go ahead,
I just want to say shout out to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you guys and all the listeners.
No doubt. It's 10:58. On the East Coast, it's 7:58 on the West Coast. It's a Friday night. I ain't just get paid, but I'm about to get out here and let it do what it do, folks. We appreciate the love. Dee, you guys any shout out? 60 seconds left in the show.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody in the world that's listening. Big ups. And big ups to JB Dollar Bill. Girl, I miss you. Ooh, I got to see you soon. Thank you for calling, girl. And have a good one.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Talk radio show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.